Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim. Who is the true and living Elohim? He is Yahweh. Who is Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim, or what most people call God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is our King, our Savior, and the Redeemer of the whole earth. So let everything that have breath that Yahweh gave to us praise Him by saying hallelujah. Oh, my people today, we have a power-packed program that you definitely don't want to miss. A program that's going to be speaking of our holy days. Speaking of Yahweh's creation. And to learn to appreciate the things that He has set forth in the earth, which most of our people, as well as the entire earth, is so misinformed on. Well, we're going to get it on today. But before we get this great program going, the times of Yahweh, we're going to have a song. We're going to have a wonderful song of praising Yahweh. This is a song that's being sung by none other than a sister named Tish and my own Queen Yanis. These two sisters combined together, praise the Almighty. Bat Zion is the name of the group, and the Revolution is the name of the song. So praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Country, but I won't be quietly. You can hear my war cry loudly.
7 months of cleaning our bodies. Sellouts, infiltrators, blamers. No, we don't forget. And no, y'all ain't forgot. You can try to hypnotize me all you want. True children of being state bloodline. The art of war. This time we leaving nothing behind. No, this time leave nothing behind. The worst thing that you ever spoke. Yeah, let the name of Israel be remembered no more. As long as the covenant still exists, I'ma be here, do you get it? Pigeon rising like the sun come up. 12, hear y'all's voice. Though we be few in number, how powerful is the remnant? Remember the courage of Yahshua. Fight till it's your last breath. Remember the words of Moshe and be not afraid. Remember y'all's all around you. Keep that smile on your face. Stick your chest out and walk tall. Fear not the fire or a lie. My nieces and nephews, stay strong. Remember these words if I'm gone. Let not your hope vanish away. Just get on your knees and pray. Palms up, face down. And they can't do nothing now when y'all children cry aloud.
Yahweh. The revolution won't be televised. That's a true statement. When Yahweh get through with this nation and all the nations with which we have been scattered, there won't be no electricity of man. The Almighty is the powers that be. The Almighty said it's, when he comes back, it's going to be a day of darkness. The moon and the sun and the stars will not shine their lights. And it's ironic because today we're going to be speaking of these lights. We're going to be speaking of these lights because most of the world have been duped and dismayed at the signs of heaven. Yahweh lets us know these things. Therefore, from the beginning of time, Yahweh gave us an order in which we would have known how to make all of his appointments according to his words, according to his laws, according to the statutes that he laid forth, even in the heavens. And I praise the Almighty because last week, we was blessed to have celebrated a day called the Day of Atonement. Now, the Day of Atonement is the 10th day of the 7th month of the year in the eyes and the time of Yahweh. But if you're not knowledgeable to know what time it is in his eyes, you may believe what man has made. And the Almighty never wanted us to trust in man. First of all, let us turn our Bibles to the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. And if you don't have a Bible, I highly encourage you to write these scriptures down, because as I mentioned earlier, today we're going to be speaking of the times of Yahweh, the appointed times of the Most High. And I praise the Almighty that he has given us, his people. And when I say his people, I'm speaking none other than to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. Did you know that you are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim? Did you know that the Creator gave us something that he didn't give to the other nations? That's why it's so vitally important today, my people, that you listen to this broadcast, because we're going to have you to listen to something today, and you don't want to miss this. And in the meantime, I want you to turn to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, to see what thus said Yahweh in the 5th verse and the 6th verse. This is what it reads. Thus said Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. Cursed. So in other words, the Almighty said, damn be the man that'll trust in another man and make flesh his protection, his shield, his armor. Yahweh only wanted us to trust in him and only in the man of Elohim who was going to bring and teach his words. Because our people didn't want to hear the Most High's voice no more. So the Creator laid the foundation and said, if you want to hear my voice, then I'm going to raise up unto you a prophet like unto Moses, and unto him shall you hearken. And by the way, my people, there was a prophet. There was a prophet on earth, praise Yahweh, in my time, that taught me the laws, the statutes, and the commandments, the judgments, the precepts, the testimonies, and the ordinances and covenants. Because he got covenants, and he got even seven everlasting covenants. And this great man who passed away a year or so ago, was the name of the man was Moray Elisha ben Israel, middle name Elkanah. This beloved brother dedicated his life to the teachings of the Almighty and to waking up Jacob, risking his life traveling all over the earth. This man was a teacher of teachers. He taught me, and he taught various of my other beloved brothers across the country, in Cincinnati, Jackson, Mississippi, Jacksonville, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, and all the other places, right here in Atlanta, myself included. He taught us how to teach, and he taught us the laws in the words of the Almighty. And I praise Yahweh for such a great man. And I praise the Almighty that we were in the midst of his prophet. And I praise him because there were some things that this great man had taught that many of our people had never heard before. This was a man that taught that a day began in the morning, not the evening, as the Jewish man. And as other nations of people teach that the day start at night, or 12 o'clock at night. But the brother set the crooked thing straight. And I praise Yahweh for such a brother. He left a legacy just like Moses, just like Samuel, just like all the prophets of the Most High who spoke and taught the truth. And I've got to let you listen to something. I want you to hear an excerpt for a few minutes of a teaching that he did in the year 2010. It was about 2 years after he had passed, or before, excuse me, he passed. 2010, October the 10th. 10-10-10. October the 10th, 2010. It was around the time of the Day of Atonement. And you don't want to miss the words that Yahweh spoke through this man to lay the foundation of truth that I and brothers and sisters like me will carry on from the mouth of the mighty Yahweh. I want you to listen to how he knew that we don't go by a calendar of man. But Yahweh, he gave us lights in the heavens. And we're going to go over that as well. And in the meantime, I want you to listen.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Again, Moray Alicia Israel of the House of Israel, bringing your truth or traditions. Before we get into our lesson tonight, I want to briefly talk about a few events that just passed. First of all, the other day there were a group of my beautiful brothers and sisters from around the country celebrating a day called the Day of Atonement. But the bad thing is, they all celebrated the wrong day, as they do on most of their holy days. The ones that call themselves celebrating the Passover, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Tabernacle, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Day of Atonement are doing it totally incorrectly. Why? Because they have learned the ways of the heathens. And the Most High warned his people about keeping days that other people observe. If we go to the book of we go to Leviticus. Let's go to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Now, we have something here that you will not find in the New Testament, nor will you find in the Quran. Here, the Almighty names the various holy days that he wants his people to celebrate. And in these days that we are to celebrate, the Creator tells his people the exact month, the exact day, and the exact time of day to celebrate these great holy days. Let me show you what I'm talking about. As we start reading in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, it starts off by saying,
"And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation."
Our feasts were not days where we were literally eating, but they were called, all of our holy days were called feasts. And it said pertaining and concerning the feast of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. And then the Creator begins the first feast, which is the Sabbath day, by saying,
6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
And all of your dwellings. So you see, the children of Israel, as well as any intelligent person that is wise enough to obey the same laws that the Creator has given unto his son Israel, these are the days that the Creator has decreed and ordained for us to celebrate. Now, the first one he mentions is one of the most sacred days of all, which is the Sabbath day. Then he comes right back in verse 27 and said, if we start reading in verse 26,
and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
and now, in other words, this is the Creator directly speaking to a man. You'll not find that in the New Testament. They know they can't lie on Yah, so what they'll do is say an angel came and talked to Joseph. Or in the Quran, they'll say an angel came and talked to Muhammad. But here, in Yah's holy scriptures, which both books totally validate, here it says Yahweh spoke to Moses, who was a leader at that time of the children of Israel. And it said Yah spoke unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there should be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And notice what it says in verse 32.
It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath.
Now, here's the problem. There's a bunch of people, Israelites all over the world, saying that they keep this day, that they observe this day because it's extremely important, because it's the most holiest day of the year. We have many Jewish people in the synagogue. They also highly celebrate this day, and they also profess it being the most holiest day of the year. Likewise, we have little Christian churches and people calling themselves Hebrew Pentecostals and some of them apostolic in holiness, and they also attempt to keep this day. But are they observing it? The most holiest day of the year. If you ask your ministers today, I want you to do something. I want you to call up your bishops, call up your reverends, those of you, call up your rabbis, call up your kohens, call up your morays, and ask them to show you when do we suppose to celebrate this today. What are we to go by? What gauge, what marker are we to utilize to show us exactly when these days will occur? And you know what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you they go by the Jewish calendar. Then I want you to politely ask your foolish bishops, then where did Yahweh tell us to go by a Jewish calendar? Where did he mention that I want this congregation, this church, this Knesset, this assembly to recognize the Jewish calendar as a standard in evaluating my holy day? And if they're honest, they have to confess and say, nowhere. Well, if they're going to say nowhere, then ask them to show you by what then are they going by. And they're totally dumbfounded. And they said, well, we've been going by the Jewish calendar for years. But ask yourself this, brothers and sisters. With the Almighty, give us holy days to keep. And then tell us exactly how to keep the holy days and exactly what time of month or day we're supposed to celebrate it. Everybody that I know in Cincinnati that's not affiliated with our congregation, the House of Israel, on California Avenue, was celebrating the Day of Atonement on the wrong day. They were all celebrating the Day of Atonement on a Sabbath day. The Day of Atonement did not occur until that Monday. Monday on our calendars would coincide with what? September the 20th. That's when we celebrated the Day of Atonement. Then what do we go by? we go by exactly what the Creator told us to go by, and that is his new moon. See, the word moon and month are synonymous with each other. Our moons establish our months. They are totally synonymous with one another. So, therefore, in order for us to know when the 10th day is, the first thing we have to do is know how to look for our new moon. And this is what we look for. And we know everybody else was in the air because we was talking to our brothers and sisters all over the country, all over Cincinnati. And then there was a group from Cincinnati went out in Ohio somewhere and met somewhere, calling themselves Keeping the Day of Atonement. And I said, how are you going to keep it on the Saturday? There was no new moon. And I said, well, we go by the Jewish calendar. I said, where did Yah tell us to go by a Jewish calendar? He did. Here's what the Creator told our people to do in deciding when our new moon is and when we're to celebrate our various holy days. Let me first take you to the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. It tells us in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, exactly when the first month is. And it's not in January, and it's not according to a Jewish calendar. But it rather says, and according to Exodus, the 12th chapter, the first verse,
and Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron, in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months.
This, in other words, this moon shall be unto you the beginning of your moon. This is the beginning of your new moon cycle.
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
It shall be the first month of the year unto you. So we knew what moon we were looking for. We were looking for the first moon, and in Hebrew it tells you exactly what moon to look for. For if we go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the very first verse, here is what it will say.
Observe the month of Abib.
In other words, observe the month of Abib. What is Abib? That is the month of the tender herbs. That's when our fruits, this is when our vegetation, this is when our barley and crops started growing. And he said this is what they call springtime, when everything is coming up. And he said, observe the month of Abib and
keep the Passover unto Yahweh thy Elohim.
Because the Passover was in the first month of the year, and that is the month of Abib. And this is what the Creator told our people to observe. And this is what we're supposed to be looking for, even though most of our people are still following a Jewish calendar. And that is against the precepts and testimonies of the Most High. If you notice all through the scriptures, our Creator told us to always observe the new moon. And if we were observing the new moon, then nobody could say, hey, this is a new month, when we don't see a moon. Notice what it says in the book of Ezekiel, the 46th chapter. Here, Yah speaks of the fact that he's going to reestablish his kingdom on earth. And when he reestablished his kingdom on earth, he said our people would be joyful and they would celebrate before him in his temple every Sabbath day and every new moon. Because the new moon is very important to Yah. Without us knowing our new moons, we would never know how to celebrate our holy days. So he wanted us to be accustomed to understanding the new moon. So every month we had a celebration. not a new moon celebration, but it was not a holy convocation. For if it was a holy convocation, it would be a Sabbath day, and it would be mentioned in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. It is not mentioned there, but it's mentioned elsewhere throughout the scriptures as a holy day. And here we see the Creator speaking in the book of Ezekiel, the 46th chapter, the first verse. The Creator says,
"Thus saith Yahweh Elohim."
Something you'll never find in the New Testament or the Quran, where the Creator is speaking personally himself in the first person. "Thus said Yahweh Elohim,
the gate of the inner court that looketh towards the east shall be shut the sixth working day."
It shall be shut six working days.
"But on the Sabbath."
On the Sabbath.
"It shall be open."
It shall be open on the Sabbath day.
"And in the day of the new moon."
And in the day of the new moon.
"It shall be opened."
It shall be open. Why? Because the Almighty wanted all of his beloved people to always present themselves in an orderly manner before our Creator every Sabbath day and every new moon. Furthermore, if you look in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, it says,
verse 22, "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another."
From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another.
Shall all flesh come to worship before me.
Worship before Yah. Here the Creator says, after his ministers go out the world and teach his laws, that from one Sabbath to another Sabbath, and from one new moon to another new moon, shall all flesh. Now this is the last day prophecy. All flesh come to worship before him. So at that time, the whole world will know how serious and know the importance and the significance of the new moon on that day. Furthermore, if you look in the book of, Numbers, the 10th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the second chapter, the 10th chapter, rather, Yah teaches people how that they would make two trumpets of silver for the calling of his assemblies. And they call our people together by blowing the trumpets. And notice what it says in verse 10.
"Also, in the day of your gladness."
In the day that you're celebrating, your great day of your gladness.
"And in your solemn days."
And also in your solemn days.
"And in the beginnings of your months."
In the beginnings of our months. That's when we first see the first sign of a new moon. When we first see that first little crescent. That's beginning of our months. Brothers and sisters, yesterday, the new moon was first sighted in Jerusalem. And then it was sighted here in Cincinnati yesterday evening. All of our men seen the new moon. Those that were interested in making an observation, should I have said, seen and witnessed the new moon. So we know we are doing as the Creator told us to do. A lot of people go by when the moon is, you can't see anything. Well, why would the Creator tell us to go and look for something we couldn't see? We don't look for a blackness in the sky. We look for a moon. The Almighty said, look for the new moon. The word moon comes from the word lunar. Lunar comes from lunation. Lunation means to glow, to shine, to be bright. If you're not seeing no light, you don't have a new moon. The Almighty said he created two great lights. the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. Well, the lesser light he named as the moon. And when he told us to look for the new moon, that meant the beginning of the moon when it started building up. And that's what our people looked for in Jerusalem and reported it to the various elders that were throughout our community. And here the Creator tells us, in the beginning of your moon, ye shall blow the trumpet. So when we do that every new moon, we know everybody can't hear the trumpet, so we call everybody up. As soon as we hear it, our phones ring all over the United States to those that have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding and wish to walk in the ways of the Most High, because our moon dictates our holy days. Now, for instance, the heathens celebrate Christmas and Easter, but ask them to show you one place where Christmas and Easter is mentioned. Not only is it not mentioned out of the mouth of the true and living Elohim, it's not mentioned out of the mouth of anybody. And they got you celebrated because monkey see, monkey do. You're just following a white man and then call yourself following the Most High. He told you to listen to his prophets. He didn't tell you to allow the heathens to dictate to you when to celebrate a day. But unfortunately, it's only a few of us that are attempting to walk in the way that Yah chose for our people to walk. The last verse I'll show our people, to let them know that we keep the new moon in all of our dwelling places, and to let them know that you don't have to be in Jerusalem to keep the Sabbath day, and you don't have to be around a temple to keep the Sabbath day, and you don't have to be around a temple to make an offering in order to keep the Sabbath day, I'm going to take you to the book, the 2 Kings. Now, when we go to the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, here, Yah will show you an ordinary woman in a very small town, very insignificant town. You wouldn't even know the name of it. And these people celebrated the Sabbath within their community every Sabbath day, although they were not bringing any offerings to no temple, although they were not making sacrifices at the temple. In their dwelling, they kept the Sabbath day, and they kept the new moon. Notice what it says in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and we're going to expedite everything by just going right to the 22nd and the 23rd verse. Or do we want to go a little above that to get an understanding? I think that would be significant right there. Go ahead.
And she called unto her husband.
In other words, a lady called unto her husband, and notice what she said to her husband. This is when the child was sick. She had befriended a great prophet by the name of Elisha, whom I name after. But when Elisha left, her son became ill. And she thought her son was dead because he was. And she wanted the man of God, or the man of Elohim, to come to her house. And here is what she said.
And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of Elohim and come again.
May I want to run and hurry and get to the man of Elohim that he can come back to me again, because my little lad is sick.
And he said, wherefore would thou go to him today?
Why are you going to the man of Elohim today?
It is neither new moon nor Sabbath.
It's neither new moon nor Sabbath. So what is that showing me? And what should it be showing you? That even this small, insignificant lady in this very small town, she was accustomed to having a man of Elohim teach them the word of the Most High every Sabbath day and every new moon. And what's happening today? Today in the United States, our congregation is one of the few congregations anywhere in the world that's still celebrating Yah's new moons. We celebrate the new moons every month. That's how we know exactly when a new moon has come. So if your people are tired of being tricked, tired of being misled, and you want to say, well, at least I don't study with you, but I would still like to know when is the proper time to keep our feast days, then just call me. Call me up at area code 513-226-7110. Because believe it or not, they got a lot of other things mixed up also. But I just wanted to drop that note. Now, before I go to another current event, I want to go to a couple of sisters on the internet. Because today on this great occasion of the new moon, I just want to talk to our people. I want to talk to them personally. I want to address their issues, their questions, and their frustrations. So just call in and we can just have a family talk. But right now we're going to go right to Sister Shira. Yes? Hello? Shalom?
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
How are you?
Fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Hallelujah. I'm happy to listen to this because actually this is something new to me.
Yeah.
The new moon and the days of celebration and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware of the fact that the new moon was a new month.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't really have a congregation here that I, you know, that I follow or fellowship with.
Okay.
So this is new and good news for me.
All right.
And
well,
I
we'd like
you.
To invite you to come to our place at 1664 California Avenue. Any Sabbath day, and we're there from 12 noon till the sun goes down that evening. We're there, and we're there making a joyful noise. We're there with some of the best singers in the world, and we're making a new song to our King. He said, make a new song unto him, and we got a whole lot of new songs. We got dedicated to the King of Kings. And we teach his word all day long. So if you'd like to visit us and consider us for a possible place that you and your family would like to come and study and be with, we would love to have you. All right?
Yes, sir.
And are there any questions or any other comments or any observations that you would like to make?
No, not at this time. I just want to continue to listen and
learn. And let me tell you this, and I want you to stay on today, but in the future, you don't have to call the radio station in order to listen to our program, because I know it might be hard to pick up in your area. We have a conference line.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Oh, my goodness. I praise Yahweh for his truth and righteousness. I praise the Almighty that he allowed us to be on this earth in our time, those that are us that's breathing and living today, that we had a man of Elohim on earth. He had a prophet of the Most High who taught our people the true word of the true and living Elohim, concerning how we're to keep our holy days, how we're to determine our months, our years, according to the laws and the statutes and the words and the covenants of the Most High and his commandments. Praise Yahweh for the late, great Moriah Elisha. And I praise the Almighty that he was my teacher. So that means Yah's truth is still going to go on. For as long as he allowed me to have breath in my nostrils, the words of the true and living Elohim will go forth out of my mouth, as well as any of Yah's people that hearken to the words of Yahweh through his servants, the prophets. Speaking of Yah's prophets, I want you to turn to the book, and I hope you enjoyed that. As I mentioned, that was in the year 2010. It was about only 2 years and a few months before our beloved brother passed. May Yahweh bless his soul, and may he rest in peace, and may Mori Elisha be risen up to live forever. May we all that hear the sound of my voice of Yah's people, may we all come together as one and one understanding, as Yahweh's watchmen are going to do one day. He said, it's going to be a blessing when the watchmen see eye to eye. And may everyone that hears the sound of my voice of Yah's people and those that don't even hear my voice, that Yahweh will choose, dead or alive, may we all be part of that great remnant that would once rise again, that would once live forever. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim lets us know in the 20th verse. Very important. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, this is what it says. It says, they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Yehuda, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in Yahweh your Elohim, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. That's how you're going to prosper, my people. You're going to have to hearken to the words of your true and living Elohim. And, of course, he had to tell a king named Ahaz the same thing. He had to tell him that in Isaiah, the 7th chapter, the 9th verse, when he didn't understand that he was to trust in Yahweh. And Yahweh told him to ask him a sign that the two kingdoms that were not going to come together and be able to be successful to put him out. Yahweh let him know through his prophet Isaiah in the 9th verse of Isaiah, the 7th chapter, and the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. So in other words, if you don't believe in Yahweh and his servants, the prophets, which he ordained in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, when our fathers didn't want to hear his voice no more. And I pray to Yahweh that our people would understand that you could say all kind of words. But guess what? You could say the Almighty appeared to you in a dream. You could say that you got your word and the Almighty just appeared to you to give it to you in your mind. But you're lying to yourself. Because Yahweh said if you want to hear his words, you're going to have to hear it through the mouth of one of his prophets. Furthermore, the times of Yahweh, my people, are so important to understand by his laws. And we're going to be opening our phone lines up in about 10 minutes. In about 10 minutes, we're going to open our phone lines up to any questions concerning anything, concerning what I've said, what the tapes were saying, or any question in the whole world. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to put your question or your comment on the air. In the meantime, let us see the words of Yahweh concerning how do we know that we are in the right time. For we know that 2 days ago, the Feast of Tabernacles would have began if we were in Jerusalem. We would have been able to celebrate it if we had our own king, and that we were free, and we were abiding by the laws of Yahweh. But of course, right now, we would be disobeying the Creator by even trying to celebrate it. So right now, all we can do is teach this great time that we used to have years ago. But it would have began 2 days ago. It would have began around the FRI day in the morning. That would have been the 15th day of the 7th month. Now, how would I even know this? We had to go by the word and the law of Yahweh from the day that he created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. From the foundation of creation, Yahweh laid forth how we were to make his appointments and his holy feast days. He even had us in mind, if you think about it, when you go to Genesis 1, and I want you to go. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis, the first chapter and the 14th verse, and read how you and I, being the people of the Almighty, black descendants of slaves, read for yourself just how the Most High had us in mind when he made the heavens. He had the feast days already in mind. In the 14th verse, look what it says. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. Hallelujah. Beyond them bringing light on earth, beyond them ruling over the day and over the night, beyond them dividing the light from the darkness, Yahweh gave 4 additional ordinances that are so important unto us that if we're not supporting these ordinances, if we're not going by them, if we're not teaching them and bringing them down to our children, the Almighty said in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter and the 33rd chapter, that I'm going to do away with the whole seed of Israel if these ordinances depart from before me. And my people, is so important that we understand them. For instance, the 14th verse, Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament. Now, we know he ain't talking about daylight because this was spoken in the 3rd verse where he said, let there be light, and he called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning made up the first day. That was dawnings and settings, the first day of the light that he made. The next day, he made the firmament of the heavens, day number 2. The 3rd day, Yahweh made the earth. And you got some people thinking that the earth was made and created on the 1st day and the 2nd day, that it was earth. But they're lying. The Almighty was letting you know that to let the dry land appear in the 9th verse. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth. When did he do it? Did he do it on the 2nd day? Did he do it on the 1st day? No. He did it on the 3rd day. He made the vegetation. Now look how in harmony this is. Check it out. Look at the 11th verse. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind. And herb and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Look at the harmony of creation. Look at the order. You got day, you got night, you got the heavens, you got the earth. You get now, the Almighty in the 14th verse began to make and create the lights that complement. They complement the Almighty's creation. Do you know, my people, that there is laws and statutes and commandments and judgments and precepts and testimonies and ordinances and covenants that complement these lights? These lights in the 14th verse, the sun, the moon, and the stars. The Creator said, let them be for signs and for seasons. The word seasons translates into the Hebrew word appointed times, which means festivals, celebrations. Oh my goodness. You mean to tell me before Yahweh even made man on the earth? You mean to tell me that the Creator had us in mind as his people of the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Passover? Oh, my goodness. He had us in mind for these feast days and all the other feasts, all of them, because they're all part of his appointed times. The Sabbath day, the day of the new moon, which is the first day of every month, or the first day of every moon when it rebuilds itself. That's why it comes from the Hebrew word, which means to renew and to rebuild. And it starts small, the light. I notice he didn't even say moon and sun in the whole chapter. It wasn't necessary because he wanted us to meditate and to understand that he's speaking of the lights which proceeds from these great things that he made, these great lights. He's talking about the lights itself and the indicators that they show. That's why you see a crescent light in the beginning. Then it grows like a crescendo in music. That's the word term that lets you know it grows bigger and bigger, or louder and louder. This crescent light began to grow from the right side. That's in the beginning. And then it grows all the way to the middle, toward the middle of the month, which is you get a full moon, almost toward the middle of the month, according to what season you're in. And Yahweh didn't ever want us to worship the moon, the sun, and the stars. The Almighty made them as indicators for the seasons, for the festivals, and for the summer and the winter. That's why you get more light in the summer and then the winter. Because he letting you know it's a different season altogether. And he made them lights for that. And he created those lights even before we were born. He made these lights to determine these things for days and years. And that's so much in harmony. Now, what do I mean? When he said he made them for years, that means these lights affect our days, our years, for signs and festivals. We, my people, let's understand. We have laws that dictate if before the sun goes down, that you had to pay your brother his wages before the sun goes down. He didn't say that for nothing. He said that because those lights represent day and night. If you let the sun go down on you and he told you to do something, the Almighty will punish us. That's how important these lights are to our daily life. And hopefully, prayerfully, no one is going to diminish the importance of the lights of Yahweh, seeing that they go hand in hand with our laws and his statutes and commandments and his covenants. Almighty, to the extent he made a covenant with day and a covenant with night, and said if the covenants ever break, if these ordinances depart from him, he said, so shall your seed cease from being a nation before him forever. And I challenge anyone to call right now. You've got a chance to call. It don't make no difference who you are. You can call right now and challenge these words. Call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. Guess what? We're going to put your question or comment on the air. Maybe you could make me out of a liar. Maybe you could make the late, great Prophet Mori Elisha out of a liar. Come on. But mainly, would you have the nerve to call Yahweh a liar, seeing that this is part of his laws and his statutes? For those of you all that want to lean to your own understanding and go by the ways of heathens, you just go on with your bad self. Go on. Be hard-headed, as he told us. Let's go to Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. And it looks like we are going to open our phone lines up right now. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. In the meantime, check it out. Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. All you got to do is hit the number one. It's going to prompt me to put you on the air. After you call 323-443-7418. Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Look what Yahweh said, and he didn't say it for nothing. It says in the first verse, hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus said Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Hallelujah. And they are. They're very dismayed. They're very confused about the signs that Yahweh put in the heavens, and he never wanted his people to be. He wanted us to know and understand his new moons. But right now we're going to go to one of our callers in area code 803. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Shalom, shalom, beloved brother Grin. How you doing, my beloved brother?
Oh, I can't complain, Moray. I'm doing really good.
Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Praise the mighty Yah.
I had a question, sir.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 9, is the tree of good and evil. Does a tree like that still exist?
The tree of good and evil, only the Almighty retains it. He took it out of the garden. He took it out of the garden. He told them, least they'd live forever. So he took it out of the garden. And in other words, the tree of life that we have today is his laws. Scriptures say in the book of Proverbs that to keep them is like the tree of life. So in other words, this is how and the only way that one can obtain everlasting life, as if they would have been able to eat of that tree. But Yah took it out.
Okay.
He put a barrier around it, fire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. I just want to ask that question. I want to tell you what a good and dynamic program you have on today about the atonement and how you brought Elder Moray Alicia, great Elder Moray Alicia out. I just want to tell you what a good show it is, and praise the mighty God for the show. And may Yahweh bless and keep you, Moray. Thanks for being a great man of the Most High. And I'm going to continue to listen and praise the Most High for you and all of the house of Israel of Atlanta.
And hallelujah, brother. I love you too, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you and your family in great health and to live forever. And me and you going to be talking anyway later on.
Okay. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I love you, brother. Take care.
Love you, Moray.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Praise the true and living Elohim. Next, we're going to be going to area code 770. Shalom, shalom. You are on the air. Area code 770.
Hello.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You got an echo in the background. This sounds like Elder Hadiah.
Okay, how about that now?
Praise Yahweh. Sounds great.
Okay.
How you doing, beloved sister?
I'm wonderful. I am loving the program. It is so good that you played that tape because this was the first year since I've been practicing the law of Yah that I have seen so much confusion in terms of so many of our, I know it was, I know I counted at least 4 or 5 days of atonement that people were keeping. So I know that was total confusion, and it was very, very sad, very disheartening. It was, and with all the work that Moray Alicia done, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the examples that he set with us that were able to sit under him and see that this man was not coming just frivolously, that he was inspired by Yah, which lets me know that he was a prophet. He was in agreement with all the other prophets. He was considerate. He knew how to keep his flock together. There may have been things said in class, or people didn't like this, or maybe he said this or that, but one thing about it, he knew he was glue. He knew how to hold us together, and it's amazing that people can criticize about what he didn't know, or maybe he made a mistake here and there, but he was able to hold that class together for over 20 years. I'm just talking about the class, because people were there years before I even came. But to know that he held that together, and when he died, I mean, all these great minds were able to come up and talk about the mistakes he made or what he did or didn't do and criticize, but this same punk mentality did not have the courage to speak up, to say what was on their heart and mind then when he lived. And I just praise Yah for you having the courage and the ability to put that out there, because many people, when we heard a tape some time ago on a radio program, it was two tapes spliced together. And if you listened to that, you would think that Moray Alicia was on board with this 30-day count and every month, 12 months. And I don't really care whose feelings it bother, because I want to see Israel united. So I don't have any special relationships whereby I'm going to sit back and be still, because it hurts me when I see the work that Moray Alicia was trying to do and how this thinking and how we are discord has been sown amongst us, and we are doing and moving in our own thinking. So I don't want to be wordy, but I praise Yah that you had the boldness to be able to put that tape and let people see that, you know, whatever he said in 2000 or 2002, then obviously the wisdom that Yah have put in him has inspired him to come and redo or retell or tell his people that, you know what, I did say this before, and that was true. The same way he taught about, you know, about a day start at night, but he changed his mind because Yah say consider, reconsider. You know, you got to think and rethink, and that's what he did, and that's why in 10:10:10 he was able to tell us as a people to, hey, this is the way, because I know I was in the class when he actually started and said, when we was having the first new moon meeting, when he was telling the people over at Rostrum on a Sabbath day, one Sabbath day, that we had to start adhering to the moon. And so this is what he did until he died, you know?
That's right.
I'm gonna go with the man of Elohim that Yah inspired men through my brother, praise the mighty Yah, that my brother invited me to come to class, and that's one of the best things he ever could have done for me was to invite me to come to class. But I give all the glory to Yah because he was doing what he was supposed to, and Yah opened up my heart to receive him and be able to sit under the man of Elohim to learn. And I praise Yah for the lights because I'm going to adhere to the lights.
Hallelujah, sister, praise the mighty Yah. All I want to say is amen to what you just said. And I've never heard read in scripture where a prophet of Yahweh, which we know Elisha was, that later on you read in scriptures where a prophet of the Almighty like Moses, right after him, another prophet came. And of course, Moses ordained Joshua. Just like all the other prophets, when Samuel passed, then he ordained Nathan. And I've never heard that when somebody's been calling the Almighty servant a prophet, and then later on you find out that they said everything that the man just about taught, not everything, but some of the most important things that this man taught was absolutely wrong, which, the truth is, they're absolutely wrong.
Right.
And the Almighty has already given us his laws and his commandments from the foundation of creation when, as you said, he gave and made those lights. He didn't give us anything but lights for signs, seasons, days, and years. And that stands forever. And he'll never change it because if it ever alters, then we're dead according to
his
own word. So that's why it's sad, just like you said, that our people don't believe in his prophets. That's why I read 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, because that's why he said, believe his prophets and you'll prosper. But a lot of our people don't, but we're going to continue to pray for them because we realize that some of our people, as Yahweh said in Daniel 11, some of our people would fall for the okey-doke. They'd fall backwards. They will fall for flatteries, and it's all a test to see what you're going to do. And so I praise Yahweh because, as you said, he made the lights for those things, and you can rest assured those lights are witnesses as we speak against anyone that speak against that Yahweh didn't give them for signs, festivals, days, and years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and I love you, sister.
Thank
I love
you
for your boldness.
I love the program. We got to keep waking our people up. And I do. Love all my brothers and sisters, even though some of us are in disagreement. I love them, and I will speak firm against them because that's the way I'm going to do. I don't care if I walk by myself. And you know, it was posed to me earlier that if it was you and you came with something that was different that I was taught or I see, then I said, I'm going to stand against you. I don't stand for personalities like that. You know, so if it ain't right and it ain't my spirit to follow that, you go head on. Because if I have to go down by myself, that's what I'm going to do. But I'm going to hang on these words with what thus saith Yah. And I thank you again, Moray. You're doing a wonderful job. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sister, and you keep on being a strong sister soldier. I love you, your sister, your family, and may Yahweh bless you to live forever. Stay strong and hold on just exactly the way you are. Praise
Hallelujah.
Yah.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh for our beloved sister. We really appreciate and praise Yahweh for her And we're going to go to area code 513. Area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You on the air.
Shalom, shalom, beloved Morey Elkanah. How are you, my brother?
Shalom, shalom, my beloved brother. How you doing, Elijah?
Excellent, my brother. You got a wonderful program going. And, of course, I'm like yourself. I want to do what Yah has said to straighten out the crooked places. And
yes.
What I want to say about Morey Elisha, who I know was a prophet amongst us, and what he said about the Day of Atonement, that if you're not having it right, you're having it wrong, and you're not getting the benefits and the blessings that he mentioned.
Yes.
Now, we know that according to what he said, even before 10-10-10, he said there was 12 months in a year and 30 days
mm-hmm.
to a month. And
uh-huh.
we know that according to what he said in this tape, he was saying that the new moon is doing its job. It's letting you know that a new month is approaching. But I think why
not? Oh, hold on just a second. He didn't say that,
but
brother.
What?
He said when you first see that new slither light, when you first, and that's, of course, that is the new moon. It's not no just any light that arbitrarily you look up in the sky and you see the moon's light shining. He said, of course, which I teach and know is the truth, because that's why Yahweh called it a new moon. A baby is newborn. It ain't born with that it's grown baby. It's going to be grown when it's first born. It's going to be like a little baby. It's in its infant stage. And that's what you see when you first see the first slither or light. And that's
what
he said. I just want to make that clear, because he didn't say after you see the third light after the first one come, because we knew new moon was the new light. As a matter of fact, I think you were in his class when he was teaching that, right?
Here's my question to you, because I heard all those lessons, including 10-10-10. And what I want to ask you is, when Yah made the light, the lights on the fourth day, did he make the fifth day the first day of the week, or did he continue to count until the seventh day, which is his measure?
No, sir. He continued an established time from weeks.
Okay. There you go. You said the key word. He established time. He established measure according to what he was doing. The lights came in on the fourth day, and we're not taught by Moses, according to what Yah taught him about his commandments, laws, and judgments, that we should change the fifth day into the first day of the week. And so in the same way, Yah said to walk before him and be perfect, according to what he told our patriarch Abraham. So if we do it according to what he's saying, where the unit is seven, and if we're counting according to what Yahweh said, there's no way in the world that we can wind up where we say the new moon is on 29 and a half days or 29 days. We know Yahweh is going to be precise, because he said walk before him and be perfect. So what we got to understand is...
So in other words, can you show the listening audience, since we're talking about it, and I'm very glad you're mentioning this, when I said the creation was established in 7 days, because that's what I'm talking about. It's established in seven days.
Sir.
But you can't get a month without a moon, and you can't get a year without the moon either, because the moon establishes our month. So there was no such thing as a month beginning during the first day of creation. The month, you can't get a month without a moon. It's synonymous. I'm saying you can't get a month without a moon. And so what I want you to do is show me anywhere, my beloved brother, where the Almighty said that every year is 12 months, and that every month 30 days. But before you even ask those things, because I know that all nations beyond Israel had calendars, can you show me the word calendar in Scripture?
No, sir, but I can show you the word mark.
Okay, you can show me the word mark, but I'm saying just like a Christian would tell in Israel, hey, look here, let me show you Christ in Genesis 1. Let me show you Christ in Isaiah 53, where it says, by his stripes we are healed. And let me show you Christ in Isaiah 9. Let me show you Christ
right.
in Isaiah, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, where it says, a virgin
okay.
shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. So in other words,
exactly, you're right. So
the dude that
way,
know Yahweh, he asked them, could you show me his name? Could you show me anywhere where the Almighty ever spoke of him? And I'm asking
brother,
you same way.
Okay.
Well, I'm asking you the same
but,
way. If you're saying
okay.
that Israel had a calendar, which we didn't, I just want you to at least establish the
just
word
to you,
itself. What is the Hebrew just, word for calendar?
Yes, sir. I just said to you that Yahweh showed the word mark. And
okay,
now
show
what,
me the word
what,
mark, and that it means calendar.
Hold it, hold up, because you're saying that when the Gentiles or our enemies took the word mark and made it into a calendar, you might have to reverse your path and look at how calendar traces back to mark. Because
now, see,
even when you
brother,
use,
I don't mind. I want challenges. I'm asking you because I want you to challenge me. I want you to challenge what I'm teaching from the words of the Almighty. So, but first, let's keep order. I don't want us to veer off the subject. Show me where
right.
the word mark is, and that it translates into the word calendar. Because Moses never had a calendar. Samuel never had a calendar. None of the prophets of Yahweh had a calendar because the word calendar is not there. Now, if you can show me a Hebrew word for calendar, then we can establish something. Because a matter
yes.
can be established by the mouth of two or more witnesses. So if you could show
yes.
me, beloved, the word mark, and that word mark translates into the word calendar, I'm going to listen. So do you have a scripture by Yah's word, because, you know, we live
yes, sir.
By every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Do you have a scripture to show for that?
Brother, you're the host, and I can't overtalk you, and I won't, and I'm going to have much respect. And plus, you're my beloved brother who I've known for many years now, so I'm not going to do any of that. But what I am saying to you in the words that I'm saying to you as inspired by the words of Yah, that Yah said, mark the month of Abib. And we know from there, we know the Greeks and all the other Gentile nations, they drew
now,
the word
is
mark.
Observe. It's in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the first verse. The word observe means to see. It means to guard. It means to watch and protect. That's what the word means. So in other words,
okay.
when Yahweh told us to observe the moon or the new moon of Abib, because it translates into the same Hebrew word, Kodesh, which means new moon of Abib, and keep the Passover, that was an addition to that month.
Brother Moray, I think the problem we're having, because I'm looking at it quite clearly by the help of Yah, I think what we're doing is the same way in that first week, where Yah made the fourth day and nothing changed until he got to the seventh day, I think our error is we're taking the light as though it was the fourth day and we're making the fifth day into a new day of the week. That's the problem that we're having.
But that's erroneous I don't teach that. Teach it. Lucia never taught it, and none of the servants of the Almighty ever taught it because that's erroneous. You can't.
No, we know according to the
light.
That's
why the Almighty
established.
If you allow me to speak, that's why the Almighty established the Sabbath day every 7 days. But the Almighty also established when it comes to our new moons, he established that we were to worship him from one new moon to another. Or may I say, from one new light to another, and from one Sabbath to another. So in other words, neither one of them denotes the other. Neither all of them, they're their own entities. The seventh day of the week.
Let me show you an example by way of 2 Samuel.
Well, brother, listen,
where you
I got
say
other callers
David
on.
Showed.
I got a whole line of callers, and I appreciate
hey, so,
I did ask you to show
so you need-
Mind, I asked you to show me the word mark and that it means calendar, but I noticed you weren't able to do it. But I still love you, and I respect you, and
brother,
I have to move on to my other callers, okay? And I love you.
Okay, so you need to hang up on me?
I was saying that I appreciate the words that you were speaking, but I asked for a specific question to be answered, but I never got it answered. So I got to move on. I got other callers in the time that we have left, and I love you, and may Yahweh bless and keep you, Elijah. Shalom, shalom. And I'm going to move on to area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, Elder Naomi.
You know, this is a very good program, and, you know, I listened to my brother, and they can't show anything. They try to. Well, anyway, I'm not going to go there. I just want to say
that. You're right. You're right. You're right. But go ahead.
It can't be shown, and I pray the Most High Yah will straighten out the crooked things, because they can't straighten them out. You know,
no.
If they can straighten them out, there would never be any crooked things to straighten out, because
that's
we wouldn't
right.
allow things to happen. But,
right.
you know, in dealing, I heard him when he was talking about when the moon was started, you had to add days to it. But, in fact, even that's not straight, because when Yah started the creation, he started on the first, the very first day or Eden when he started creating. In that time frame, from the first part of the creation until the establishment of the seventh day, there was 7 days. He didn't start over. That count began at the beginning, and it's still going on. So
that's
when
right.
Yah gave us the signs, signals, when he created the light, it was for our benefit to keep a check, and we have to rely on those lights. He didn't
right.
create sun, moon, and stars and say, now, when 3 days are over, start over. He didn't do that.
No,
as a matter of fact, you don't have to start over, because the seventh day starts that week.
That's
I mean,
right.
it ends that week. So you have 7 days. That's already established. You don't have to do anything.
Yes.
He already established with the sun, moon, and the stars. When that moon when that new moon comes in, it's established that the previous time has stopped. You on a new
month. Right.
And I say
You're
hallelujah.
Right.
It's so simple. You know,
hallelujah.
I mean, use phrases like the conversation that Yah had with Abraham when he said, walk before me and be ye perfect. Well, if
yeah.
you want to follow that, but Abraham had a different nature. He had a different stature. His relationship with Yah was different because he was righteous. And
absolutely.
I'm not going to say that we are righteous, because if we were righteous, we wouldn't have all the division. We wouldn't have all the, as my sister said, the hypocrisy that goes on in the nation, because
that's
when Moray Elisha established things, they didn't have the courage to, or when these things were presented for him, and he let them know, no, you can't do this. It's not the time for this. Then for them to go, because this man is gone, and they couldn't override his decision, because he is a man of Elohim.
Yes.
And why, if you are righteous, why is it so many houses now that used to be one house? Why is it when things came up in this one house and nobody could stand up to the wickedness that was going on? And this is my question to all of these brothers that so-called
right.
got the righteousness going on. Where were you at when wickedness was taking over and you didn't defend Yah's house?
It was Sister
There's
Praise Yah. You hitting the nail on the head. And that's why I had to go to Cincinnati when after Elisha had passed, because people were espousing various erroneous things about his teachings and him himself. But like you said, and like I mentioned on the podium on the Sabbath day in Cincinnati, I can only count a man a coward when he would speak against a dead man who can't speak up for himself. But when he was alive, no one came and said he was speaking and teaching wrong. No one. because he wasn't, knew he wasn't. But now I guess that's the way things has happened, but that's all right because I'm perfectly up for the challenge. And I praise the Almighty that his laws and his statutes, they stand forever and they're crystal clear.
Well, Moray, I just wanted to say praise be to the Most High Yahweh. And as I stated, my sister stated, you are not standing alone. All, you know, as long as you teach what thus said Yah, I am with you. And I praise the mighty Yahweh that through all of this confusion, that there is someone we can listen to. And I just want to tell you, I'm going to give you a call back after your show is over because there's a question that I want to ask you, and I'm going to let somebody else get on if it's not too late. And I
That's
love
not too
you.
Late. I'm gonna extend it a few more minutes. So I love you, Queen, and may Yahweh bless and keep you, and may you live forever, you and Hadia and your family.
Hallelujah. I praise be to Yahweh for you and your same with you and your family.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going to go right to area code 434, and then we're going to area code 823. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Shalom,
this
shalom, beloved brother. How you doing?
I'm all right, yourself. I ain't seen you since I came down to the sanctuary. This is Brother Mikaya. You know,
How you doing, my brother?
I'm all right.
Yes, sir.
All praise be to mighty Yahweh for his guidance and his strength. All praise to him by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to call and tell you that, you know, I watch the program on live feed and, I'm just always in tune to what's going on and stuff like that. And I just was calling to make a comment on some of the brothers, you know, that I hear calling and, you know, they're part of the house of Yisrael and they came under the tutelage of, you know, Moray Elisha. But it seems
right. Like
everybody going their own way now, you know. But
yes,
what I wanted
yes.
to say is this stuff is similar to, like, Moses. Like, the
yes.
problems that happened after Elisha passed away, that proves to you that he was a prophet of Yah because
That's
Yah
right.
didn't allow that to happen while he was living. See, the division started after he was gone.
Absolutely.
You know? So,
absolutely.
And the leadership was gone. But I wanted to just say about Psalms 19:7. It says, the law making wise the simple.
Yes.
So when you read in the scriptures, you have to realize that our prophets and the people who Yah chose to create those scriptures, they didn't go to colleges. They didn't have master's degrees. They were farmers and shepherds. They
there
were simple men. So they able to understand the law in the way that Yah gave it to them. See, when you try to dissect this, oh, fourth day this, or, you know, this fourth day was this light and this and this and that. It's simple. If you just read it, it's just so simple. But when you
it's
make it complicated, when you make it complicated, Moray, they won't understand it. And, you know, it just shows the spirit of Yah is alive and he's here with us. And those that seek to do his law and be obedient to his law, you know, he's with us. And that's
You're
it.
Right. Praise, brother, ain't nothing but love and respect for what you said, because you're absolutely right. And I praise the Almighty that, see, Yah's truth going to march on no matter what. The Almighty is always going to have someone that's going to stand up for him. And there's only going to be a few, and that's why it's only going to be a remnant when this is all over. That's why it's going to only be a remnant. And praise Yahweh, brother. I pray to Yahweh, you and your family be part of it, and all of us. Even including my brother who called and disagreed with the things that Yahweh has spoken in his words, because right now a lot of people have deviated, as Yahweh prophesied in Daniel, the 11th chapter, the 32nd and the 33rd and 4th verse. He said many of our people of understanding was going to fall. And so many of our brothers and sisters, they have failed to the okey-doke, a lot of them just doing it because they want to make a name for themselves. But some of them are doing it because they just influence and they're not thinking, and they're not thinking for themselves, but they're trusting in man. So you have a combination of all kind of things going on. But may Yahweh bless you to stand strong and stay strong. And I love you very much, man. And it's very good to hear your voice again.
I love you, Moray. And I'm gonna pay some visits down to the sanctuary, you know, when I get a chance. But I'm in Virginia.
Brother, I want
so
you to.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And
praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love you, brother. Shalom, shalom. Stay strong.
Love you, brother. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And we're about to go to area code 832. Shalom, shalom. You on the air.
Shalom, Moray. It's Elder Ripka. How are you today?
Shalom, beloved queen. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing just fine. I just wanted to tell you I'm enjoying your program. I love your program, and I love the way you don't deviate from the word.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I just want to tell you I love you and Sister Yanice, and I'll be seeing y'all soon, talking to you soon.
Sounds good, sister. You know you always short, sweet, and to the point, and we love and appreciate you for that, and may Yah bless you to live forever, sister. We love you.
Same thing to you and Sister Yanice. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going to be on the air for about 5 more minutes. So if you haven't called, you have a chance within the next 5 minutes. Praise Yahweh. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment or your challenge or your debate on the air because we love it. That's what I invite. Set me straight. If you believe I'm wrong, which I know I'm not, still I put the challenge out. Hallelujah. And we're going straight to area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Maury. How you doing?
Oh, beloved brother. This is Brother Yekesquil. How you doing, Brother Ezekiel?
I'm all right, Maury. I'm all right. I told you earlier, it might be some callers calling me.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
praise Yahweh. You got a chance to call in. I tell you, our phone line's been blowing up all day, and I praise the Almighty for it. And I praise the Almighty that the people are listening to his words. And that's so important because we don't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. Calendar never proceeded out of his mouth, but the lights did.
Oh, it hasn't. Oh. Yes.
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 Go right ahead, brother.
Praise the Most High. I mean, Y'all word, there's no wisdom or counsel against the Most High, so
that's it.
You know, they might just stop because, you know, they try to attack and attack you and attack, but you can't defeat the Most High word. That's why they couldn't defeat. That's why nobody couldn't defeat Moray Elisha, because
they
know he came straight with that word. Because there is no wisdom, no counsel, and you were asking the elder question, the direct question, just like Moray Elisha does, and he could not produce it. That lets you know he's not sure what he's doing because he continues to call about the same thing, and he's not sure.
Yeah,
you know,
it's real sad, and I'm praying for all my brothers and sisters that feel the same way that he do or teaching the same thing that he, you know, is espousing. Because it's an error, all additions, and you got to make people like a Christian would try to make you believe that Christ is in the scriptures. You got to show some scriptures, and they got to add up, and you got to read this, and this is supposed to point out that here's the calendar right here. No, I just want to see a tangible calendar, the word itself in the book. Show us, because there's no new thing under the sun. So if we had a calendar today, then certainly we had one back in the day. And I don't see it from the mouth of Yahweh.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Dynamic show. It sparked something. I just pray, Yah, and you just continue to do what you're doing. And, you know, just listen for your queen to come on next. So may the Holy One of Israel continue to bless you and your niece.
Well, praise Yahweh, and may the Yahweh continue to bless you and Sister Yael. May you and her and your family and your marriage live and stand forever. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Well, I guess we're just straight out of time. We're going to have to kill this program, but it's one thing that will never die, and that's the words of the Most High. And I praise him. As he said in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 8th verse, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever. So I praise Yahweh. I'm Elkanah ben Israel. You've been listening to the true word. All you got to do, if you have any questions after this broadcast, you can call me personally at 404. Write this number down, 404-579-7908. 404-579-7908. On behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, we want you all to know that we love all of our people, even those that disagree with what they've heard, because may Yahweh bless you to understand his words. Shalom, shalom.